Blog Talk Radio.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see through the perilous fire?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing till it in heaven ring with the harmony. Oh, let us sing, let us rejoice and rise high. Loud as the Georgia.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Hey, hey, hey. Gung ho for Choi. Happy New Year, everybody. The Jimmy Underground Radio Network is now on the air. I'm sorry I wasn't on yesterday, everybody. I just brought the new year in kind of heavy and kind of light. It was light because I brought it in with my grandmother, my children's great-grandmother, who brought it in with their grandfather, which is my father. I had a nice little celebration. Ebony did it with my mother over there, and as her children celebrated with their grandmother, it was live. 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. How y'all feel about that? 150 years, do you feel that things have changed? I got a little CBS News report clip I'm going to play, but let me kick it off with, let me kick the 213, that's how I'm calling it. It's not 2013, it's a 213. Not Warren G, Snoop, and Nate Dogg, but it's the year 213. So let's get a little Steppers mix for the 213, everybody. 347-889-25.
Thank you. locked up in these chains of love. Gotta know what you're thinking of. And you stole my heart. It's alright, girl, you look so sweet tonight. What it is in you I see. Your love has truly set me free. With you I fell in love so easily.
Can't wait to get you home, lady. Disconnect the telephone, baby.
Ain't no stopping till we all come home. Ooh. Take me in your arms, rock me, babe. With me, you just have your way laid. Maybe we can go to the club. Step to the stage, call
to a club.
The time by 2 o'clock. Girl, your dress is really hot. Mr. DJ showing up on tonight. Hit the floor to the stepping sound. Back it up and turn around. Let me see what you're putting down, babe. Working left, side to side. Moving up and down. Do a little slide. Shake your pants. Do your dance, sugar. Can't wait till we get back home. Disconnect the telephone. Make the love to you, my dear. And on the box we'll hear
our love song.
My, 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 my.
The Jim Lee's Underground Radio. We're about to play a little sample of some of the news footage of the 150th anniversary of Emancipation Proclamation. This is CBS News.
Many of these images have never been seen by the public, taken between 1860 and 1880. They show newly freed blacks in elegant dress, looking poised and confident. History professor Barbara Krauthammer has studied them for 10 years.
What is it they're trying to convey in these pictures?
I think after emancipation, after 1863 and the Emancipation Proclamation, the pictures were a way of reaffirming that freedom and the sense of dignity and humanity that accompanied freedom.
More than 1,000 of the photos were discovered in archives and libraries across the country. Like here at the Schoenberg Research Center in Harlem, where 12 of them are on display to mark the proclamation's anniversary. The photographs are also part of a new book, co-written by Krauthammer, called Envisioning Emancipation.
I think the legacy of the Emancipation Proclamation gave every African-American person a sense of hope and a sense of inspiration.
What was it about posing in uniform?
Well, look at them. They're so dignified, right? They're the epitome of manhood, of patriotism, of honor. There really was a sense that they were fighting for their people and for their nation.
In this family photograph, the various skin complexions of the children exposed one of slavery's most disturbing legacies.
So all of these are black children?
Yes.
It was supposed to speak in part to the sexual abuse of enslaved women by their masters and by other slaveholding men in the South.
Nearly all of the pictures were taken by black photographers.
For free black people in the 19th century United States, photography proved to be a very powerful and important way of representing themselves as Americans, as intellectuals, as artists.
A view of freedom put in focus by a lens. Michelle Miller, CBS News, New York.
The Emancipation Proclamation signed by President Abraham Lincoln 150 years ago is actually on, or was on display, rare, at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of people stood in line for hours to see the rarely displayed document in a plexiglass case. The proclamation declared all slaves in Confederate territories to be free. It has been on display since Sunday, and today was the last day to see it. You missed it.
347-838-9825. It's interesting that Barack Obama's president, and we at the 150th anniversary of Emancipation Proclamation. How could Mitt Romney handle that? Be back in 2 minutes, everybody.
I never meant to make you
can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Pop the bop. Pop it out of bebop. Pop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Kind of that New Year's funk. You know, last night I got drained, and I didn't kick it that hard. It all just came to a crash. Even my daughter is just feeling the effect, having a Sleeping Beauty syndrome. Just don't want to wake up.
I'm tired, Daddy.
Been kicking it hard this Christmas. Happy to be alive. I know everybody's out there happy to be alive. I was going to go some news, but, you know, I'm still in a funk. And I know everybody really right now is in a celebratory mood. I got some better headphones so I can properly hear myself. Now, we get new equipment. And pretty soon we have the web page up with the network fully available. 347-838-9825. If you're still out there listening, or if you're out there traveling on the road, heading back to your destination because it's time to go back to work. Hope your travels and holiday schedules are not preventing you from not being on time tomorrow. Back in a minute. 239-825. What's going on in the 213? That's 2013. 2013. Well, like I said, it's the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. And what would the world would have been if Romney would have been president during his historic anniversary? Interesting, isn't it? Okay, I got this letter here from Omarion, and he's asking me, what do I think about the relations between notorious Biggie Small and Rick Ross? Well, if you've been listening earlier, in December, we did a special on the Gangster Disciples here in Chicago, worldwide, having a problem with Rick Ross. And you could relate that to Notorious B.I.G. relationship with the gangs out there in Cali, having a beef with Tupac, that is. You can look at it like that. You can look at Notorious B.I.G. change his name to Notorious B.I.G. from Biggie Small, because there was a gangster who, by the name of Biggie Smalls, who was upset that Biggie Small had his name and ID, i.e. Freeway Ricky Ross, tripping on Rick Rosé, but taking Rick Ross, because his name is Ricky Rosé now. Are their lives similar? Are their lives parallel? Who knows? Biggie had death threats. Rick got death threats. It's difficult to say. Very difficult. But their lives to me are parallel. Do I feel Rick Ross might suffer the fate that Biggie has suffered? Difficult to say. Are their lives parallel? Yes, they are. Do we want to be the next Biggie Small? I guess that he is. On the line is my lady from the District of Columbia, Gung Ho Poi Choi, to D.C. Dana. I see you made it through 20. Listen, I was worried about you, Dana. I have not heard from you since the world ended. So I didn't know if you made it to the new world or not.
See, you know what? And I feel bad, too, because you didn't even call me to make sure I was doing all right. But
Dana,
I know true
the world ended.
Y'all,
I did shows.
I read your prayer.
I did shows. I did concerts. I did photo ops. I did even autograph signing. And everybody was asking me, did Dana make it into the new world? I don't know, because the world ended. World 21, we did a show on it. You was there. And the last thing you told everybody was, see you next year when the world ends.
That was all she told. See you next year.
Right, when the world ends. Because the world ain't end nobody. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be here, everybody. And the world ain't going to end. I'm going to be here to prove it to you. I'm going to call in and that line.
I am saying it is so. All I know
no,
is,
Dana. No, the point I'm coming at is,
I got to believe in my heart.
Go ahead.
That you and Ebony kept me uplifted and covered me with well wishes, and that's what helped me be projected. That's what helped me help project me into this new year.
Well, that's good. That's good, because Ebony just materialized too this year, because she was missing since the world ended also. as a matter of fact. I don't think I did a world-ending show with Ebony. You know, so, hey.
What?
Listen, I think I've been flying solo since the world ended.
Now
that we're in this new world, and we're in the 150th
anniversary. That puts us in a new perspective, then. Maybe you left me hanging in last year. Is that what it is? Did you drop me off in last year at the end of the world? And then you got
well,
by myself, Jimmy. That's all I need to know. I can take it. Go ahead. Hit me with the bad news.
There is no bad news. The good news is that we are almost a little bit over a week in this new world that we do not know about. Brand new world of new opportunities and new ideas and idealism. The clean slate. 150 years ago, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. A lot of things are different now. You know, Hillary Clinton got hit upside the head and she can't go testify now about Benghazi. We'll never know the truth about that. We're not over the fiscal cliff, but payroll taxes might still be hit. Rick Rose can't travel because the GD's got hit from worldwide. Jesse Jackson still stitching and people in the pen. You got Johnny Trotter walking to jail with a gun in his backpack. Let me see.
What happened?
We got a black senator from the southern state of South Carolina, and no one is celebrating. You said what? Like you didn't even know. And no one is celebrating the fact that we got a black senator. Did you know that, Dana?
I had no idea.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. We have a black Republican senator from the state of South Carolina, and no one knows, and no one cares, because he's a Republican, black Republican, and they ignore us all. Like, we're not to be paid attention to. But we have a black senator. He's going to be sworn in January. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, So here's my question.
Give me a question.
What do you think, what kind of changes do you think that we can look forward to in this new year? I'm hoping to see some positive things go on. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that 2013, we already all survived the end of the world. I'm thinking 2013 is going to be the year that we learn to come together as people.
Who's going to teach us this lesson?
I think life is already teaching us this lesson. I think we're going to learn to depend on one another.
Well, listen, you will get your wish that year, Dana. Let's say the number game. Let's play the numbers game. We're living in the year 213. Let's take out the zero. 213, three is, you got 3 + 3 = 6. The notes, man. So everything now is going to probably be all about thyself. And how can I improve thyself? Because only I am thy master. It's going to be a whole revolutionary change this year. Not only this year, but for the next couple of years as we unveil what life has to offer us in this new world. So, I see that there will be a cure for cancer coming soon. There's a cure for AIDS coming soon. But diabetes will be the number one killer of Americans because of our obesity problem. Because of greed,
gluttony. Those things will cause, and improper dieting will cause obesity to be the number one killer of Americans.
Hey, Jimmy, so if that's the case, then we should do something to fight that right now. We could have some kind of a contest. Walkathon. Do you remember that time when you gave away a prize? It was for a fan. And so we can see if all of your fans can come together in the theme of this is the new year, and we're projecting ourselves forward to be the new us, and we can come together and see if we can fight off some of those things by walking so many miles. And even if there is no prize, maybe your listeners could just kind of post and inspire one another by telling how well they're doing. And then we can motivate each other in the whole spirit of coming together. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what I think about that. I'm going to play this cup I keep hurting. It's called diabetes. And that's what America's going to be suffering from because of improper dieting, sloth, and gluttony. If you're right, we're going to come together and probably try to build Babylon because we're almost out.
Man, I didn't see it coming. But how this happened though? I don't have no energy, but I'm feeling dizzy. Except I'm gaining weight, and my business blurry. I need to change my diet, need more activity. Need to control myself or I end up with diabetes.
Yeah, Dana. Like I said, 213, people need to have a diabetes check because that is what's going to be killing Americans. What do you think?
Well, I think that it is the second day of the new year, and we've already survived the end of the world. So when you survive something like the end of the world, you can't just let something like diabetes come and take you down.
Well, you know, well, Dana, it's like this. If you don't watch your weight, don't exercise.
Oh, I'm feeling guilty now.
And do things in moderation, you can have diabetes, or you can have a heart attack.
And I need to...
Yeah. Where the party at? Say what? Yeah, we gon' party till we drop. Smoking, drinking, taking shots. Till my blood start making clots. I'm petty, got me feeling hot. My heart starts beating up. Can't speak, can't breathe, I'm stuck. I'm on my knees, my body freeze, my heart get beat. Now, looking at the playback, know I should have been cooking healthy since way back. On the IHOP nights, the fast food fries got me on the ground, laid back. All the salt, tell them save that. No workout, late snacks. Fresh on my chest, breath hard to catch. These are the signs of a heart attack. I'm living fast, got me zoning. It's feeling like a heart attack. My body's dead, needs a moment. Can't breathe, I'm laying on my back. Pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack. Pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack.
Heart palpitation, got my sweat racing down my cheeks, I can hear my heart beating. My chest feeling heavy, like a sumo. I really need some ass. Give me two of those. I need to chew them up fast. So my heart is slow. I'm feeling a heart attack. And now I'm on the floor. Look, let me tell you how I got in this position. Isn't baking no fitness. I live in the kitchen. A couple better chips, plus a gym, I can't forget that. A TV, a six pack, I step back, I gap back. Cholesterol climb, my health fell down. Now I'm riding ambulance, heart attack took me down.
My heart can't take no more. I feel it beating fast, falling on the floor. 911, somebody call 911, yeah.
Pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack. Pressure on my chest, oh. It's feeling like a heart attack.
I did the wrong drugs, I ate the wrong food. My life is on the line, is this what it comes to? Is this what it comes to? Could be so many things. Symptoms, I feel a sting. My heart is racing. Boom, boom, boom. Do you hear that? And the beat just stop. Clear. Now I'm back. I might be lucky, but some other people might not be. Got damaged arteries. Oh, no.
Look forward to having on next week.
so we can talk about ways we can prevent diabetes, or if we have diabetes, a way that you can, what you can do to, what you can do to check it. 347-838-9825. I got a couple more letters. Anyway, Dana, what's going on? What you taking notes or something?
No, I'm not taking notes.
Okay.
I
am. What you want to read there? Hold on. What people don't know out there underground, Dana sits at home and writes all the things she wants to say. And, you know, call the girl between notes again. Now, you get your paperwork in order, Dana. Go on there. What's your little soapbox you want to stand on now?
Surely no one believes that.
Yeah, okay. There's no more paper ruffling now. We know you got busted. Go on and get your soapbox.
I don't have a soapbox. I'm just telling you. I mean, I feel good, man. I made it. I survived the world, the end of the world.
No, Dana. The world did end as you knew it. The world we living in, we don't know it. That's the whole difference between a bang and a bomb. It depends what you're looking for.
The nice thing about that is that means that if the old world is gone and we are now facing a new world, that means that we can be the master of our own destiny.
Dana, you're correct. You're correct. I'm stopping because if you paid attention to me instead of reading your notes, I said that in the year 213, which makes the number 6, which denotes man, it's all going to be how the individual man takes his own destiny and plot his or her own course of choice. She's not living, he or her are not living in the past, the black and white days, the Fonzie days. I say this, the disco days, the 80s. It's a brand new world where old world laws does not exist, and every day we're creating new ways and new laws. The fact that we have a black president that the country decided to elect again during the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, meaning that 150 years ago they tried to stop. And what is a generation and a half? Put your notes down, Dana. In a generation
no,
and a
no,
half.
Judy, I got the perfect song for you.
We still are.
I got the perfect song for you.
What's that, Dana?
Are you ready?
Give
it's
it to me.
It's Curtis Mayfield's A New World Order. It's by Curtis Mayfield.
A New World
Order. When you listen to him sing, he just gives you shivers. Curtis Mayfield, A New World Order.
Well, I'll try to see if I can pull up some Curtis Mayfield, A New World Order.
A New
but
World Order. That's
that,
the song. That's the song. That's what just popped in my head and popped off my note page.
No, Dana, don't lie. You know, you sitting there practicing the whole show all week. You ain't did nothing all year. This is the first thing you did all year. I'm going to call Jimmy these notes I tried to give last year, but the world ended. So I'm going to give them to him.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
347-838-9825.
The shift in the joy and faith of Christmas love. But then it's missing. We're out of so enjoy just skinning and shooting crap on this new. Another victim born. I've hear the good. And based on statistics, it's been all good. Welfare takes the tail and daddy can't find. And it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day.
New world order, a brand new day.
It's a new day.
A new day.
Thank you.
is on the way. We just lost a million bucks the other day. Look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's hill. She knows the sleeping giant, no longer sleeping there. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. So Peter cried, go ahead and cry. Steve is wet, I'm hoping faith is yet. It's a new day.
A world order, a brand new day.
It's a new day. No need to fear, cause people the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and that is coming home. There's no need to worry. The time to take a plan. Mother Earth has given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood. But hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877 9029048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurs prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
It reminded me of the Curtis Mayfield song called A New World Order.
Right.
So that's what made me say it.
Well, like I said, we are living in this brand new world. I'm not going to. Well, it might be an order because everybody's still in chaos right now, so I don't know if order has came yet. And,
Well, so the song, in the song, he's singing about this new world order, and what Curtis Mayfield is saying is that it's a brand new day. It's a change of mind for the human race, right? And so he gives all these different examples of this new world order. And so since we are in the new year and the old world has officially come and gone, we have all survived it, then, you know, maybe we can take heed. And we can create our own new world order. You know, the one that's not so chaotic.
Okay, Dana, that's beautiful. But I got a call in. I just got a text in from the 919, and they said enough of that talking and play her boy. And here it is.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. Can't be serious. Chuck B, gotta say it like it really is. Talk your stuff with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I'll pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife.
They were saying, kill a girl from D.C., she's talking too much. They play some music and play a boy, Charlie Dynamite.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That is the first time I heard that song this year. I don't know if you heard me scream. But that is the first time I heard that song this year, and it is just as hot as it was last year.
That was nice. Okay. 347-838-9825. We got Papa Child Paul fam. Here's something new.
It's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major. Razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major. Razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
To the penthouse. To the roof. I'm the truth. Go to war. No truce. I put that on my future coupe.
Woo!
No fuse. When I shock them, they blew. Lost the power they knew. I gained it all time too. I'm a prophet and profit. You know I'm all about it. I've been hearing they toes. I still got them. They in my garbage. We replace weak with strong. What you been working out? Play the T instead of that bull. They best to work around us. I must crush the bumps at my circumference. You could fool me once, but I've been fooled now. It's done, over with. Now I'm off to the beat on my soldier shit. Hustle till it becomes impossible to throw my grip. Then I just keep hustling to the farthest thing from struggling. Entry level to running it like civilian to government. Always on new things. I got a new boo thing. New moves made. Gotta keep it fresh cause it's a new game. Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
Let me step my hustle way up, something like a D-Rose layup. R.A. on the CD, only way that you could play us. Otherwise just pay us, so we get your head like makeup. They sleeping on your boy, I think it's about that time to wake up, player. I'm headed up, my flow is the elevator. We blowing up, each line is like a detonator. Heavy on the hit, surrounded by feather weight. I'm the nigga eating, I never been a waiter. Man, I'm so impatient, I'ma make it happen now. Quick combo to the game, bruise him up like Pacquiao. She got a dump with no hop, so I let her back me down. And gave her back shots all day, you happy now? Can you hear it back in the mix and it just be only make moves? If it's for my squad, I benefit me. With all that ignorance, you can miss me. We step our hustle up over here, clearly, cause it's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
Yeah. Fall, winter, spring, summer. When the seasons turn, hope to see a million earn. Making the time frame suggest to me. I'm the topic that's trending, style is transcendent. If you looking for me, catch me on the come up. Out here hustling for a deal, never catch me in a slumber. What you hear is hunger, beyond chasing numbers. I can't live life dead, taking nothing from it.
I was home, even before I was home. He turning over, my name is just a temporary loan.
Let them get their money out me, then I get it back. Utilize the system just to get my name across the map. I ain't ballin', too busy investing. Branding my name like folding, I refuse to be rejected.
Why?
Acquired a hustle and then perfected it. Bet my soul, now the whole world is respected.
Hey, every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
Every time you can.
Make me realize.
letter from Maurice Johnson saying he enjoys our show, wondering why we do 4 days a week and not five. We do five, Mo. I've been calling you Mo. That's just Maurice. Hold up my breakdown. Hold on. I like that breakdown part. No, we on Saturdays also. Coffee Jam Conversation with me, with Dorothy Stone and Maurice, so you can check that out also. I normally don't play music on Wednesday, like what's going on or what's happening. Okay. That's where hopefully I get information around America of what's going on, not only in your hood, but around everywhere. Talk to me Tuesday. That's just what it said. Talk to me, people. And Monday, that's where I let you vent, attack, spit, whatever. Thursday is strictly new music Thursdays. And I showcase artists from all around America that don't get opportunity to get heard. We have big things coming up in the 213. Stay tuned and pay attention. We're going to have a whole station where program will be just more than these 2 hours. And I appreciate all you listeners for making me able, for me able to broadcast. Anyway, Dana, what it do though? What you going? How did you bring your New Year in?
You know what? I brought it in just by spending time with my son, and I watched the New York countdown, which is kind of cool because they made it to New Year's before I did. So I was living in the future for about 10 minutes.
Wow, it's nice.
So I just spent time with the boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just enjoyed the fact that I was alive and thanking God for another day.
That's good. That's
basically.
That's good.
How about you? What'd you do, Jenny? How'd you bring in the New Year?
Same thing. Brought in my grandmother, my father, my children's great grandmother, which is my grandmother, and my father, which is my children's grandfather. It was boring, but it was exciting. I enjoyed it. Sometimes in this new world we living in, some ways of the old world are sometimes better.
Just as I am. brings the thing home. Baby, bring your good thing home. Baby, bring your good thing home.
347-838-9825. Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. I thank you all for listening to us for the last year that we've been on. When we first started this network, I was looking at it as a vehicle for myself to be able to get my message across, being a black Republican. Here in Chicago, it's difficult to get your message across. So I decided to go underground and use this as a vehicle to talk out my issues and views. We had many people call in during the course of the 2012. Desert Storm, Sanita, Bianchi, Mary Kay, KK, who else got Emily, Highland, Athena Troy. But anyway, a lot of them provided good antidote to my conservative banter, meaning there was the water to my oil, the wind to my fire. And I appreciate them for contributing because it kept me sharp and on my square. And, you know, it got a chance, an opportunity for some of my non-colored listeners to see that black America ain't just one flavor. Even though we have different opinions, we basically have the same views. Now, that's an oxymoron. Opinion, views. But if you take a poll of African American community, you see that some of the Republican literature that they spew, not the conservative Tea Party literature, even though that is somehow similar to the 1960 Black Power movement, if they just take a listen to it and look at it. But it's not on the message. It's normally on the messenger. I started the show off saying that in the 2013, the 213, how will this country look if in the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation how would that look if Mitt Romney was president after he defeated an African American? What would the optics on that be? Just talking. Will we as African Americans sit here in this new world realizing that we have been free just 150 years? So just being free for 150 years. Do you feel that you still are being oppressed? Or do you feel successful because we have a black president and their things are moving on? Or do you feel like ain't no change because we got a black senator and nobody really cared? What do you think, Dana?
I think that the more we change, the more some things stay the same. As much as I wish for world peace, and as much as I hope for world peace, I know that freedom is not free. And as an African American, I'm sorry, we don't always get the long stick, you know. It's just a sign of the times, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, things have moved backwards, in my opinion. And, yes, we do have a black president. Yes, we do have a black senator. But the fact that it is something that's to be celebrated just because we have one means that we're not nearly as far as where we need to be. You know, so that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that this 2013 can bring us new times where people can get along and they can learn to respect one another. And, you know, you may not agree with what somebody says, but you give them the opportunity to have a difference. I think respect goes both ways, and I'm just looking forward to where we can get away from all this tragedy and somehow move forward to better times and better days.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I think.
Well, let me go in and take another break. Somebody said we're talking too much. Please keep playing music. It's a party. It's New Year's. Hold on.
Yet I'm not alone. I'm gonna hold on to what I've got. To what I've got. Now he's so sweet and he's so kind. The bitterness makes us like everyone else, we fuss and fight. But there's nothing like making our fall through the night. I love it so, and everyone should know I wanna hold on. Girl, Claudine's gonna hold on. He's loving us. Allow him to love so long as he doesn't hurt.
like everyone else, we fucked up. But there's nothing like making up all through the night. I love you so, and everyone knows. I want to hold on, yeah. Tony, you better.
Can you meet Thursday tomorrow? And I'll be going to play the greatest hits of 2012. What do you think?
Sounds good.
What do you think? Max, what do you think? Yeah, I get.
No longer a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't find, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
Day.
It's a new day.
A change of mind for the human race.
It's a
new
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's
a change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
Operation in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched 1,000,000+ the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the swift rolling down.
Right, Danny. Hey, fade out.
I'm just looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the new year, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to better times. I'm really happy to hear that song because it's very awesome. And you know, more than anything, Jimmy, I'm looking forward to talking with you and Ebony. And learning more on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Show. Peace and love, everybody.
All right, all right. I'll see
Welcome
you
tomorrow. Welcome to the new year.
Happy Gung Ho for Joy. We're going to have New Music Thursday. Got some from DJ Swift. And New Jay Shine, everybody.
We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry, the time's dictated plan. Mother Earth's given birth
to a brand new man. Sister, I know you've misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day,
a new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day, a change of mind for the human race.
A new world
order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with eyes, but don't already see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same.
Yeah, I decided to end it right there. Because the 213, and I want everybody to take better care of themselves in this new world order that we have, that we are living in. And we need to fight diabetes, everybody. Good night, and may God be with you.
Man, I didn't see it coming. But how this happened, though? I don't have no energy. Why I'm feeling dizzy? Except from gaining weight.
I'm hungry.
And my vision's blurry. I need to change my diet. Need more activity. Need to control my myself or I end up with diabetes.
With diabetes.
I can't go out.